No, it's just me.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Shavuot
Shavuot.
Please join me in saying the honor of the Shavuot Tov. Good evening. Anna Bekoah, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati, Serura, Aleph Gimel, Yutav Tzadi, Kaberinat, Amcha Sadeinu, Pacharenu, No ra, Kufresh Ayan, said Tet Nun. Na Gibor, Dorshe Hutha, Kevava, Shamre, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yutka Shin. Barhem Taharem, Rachame Sitkata, Tamid Gamle Betet Resh Tzadi Tav Gimel Hasim Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Adata Bet Kuf Bet Tet Nunayan Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimelamet Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmatzi Akatenu Yodeyata Lumod Shin Kufav Yuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Vechanun, El Apayim V'Rav Chesed Ve'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Nasayah on Wafesha, the Chata'ah Vinakei. We'll now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing the verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar, from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29. We'll start with the L'Shem Yichud. L'Shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bichilu. Urchimud, hilud, hilud, urchimud. Le'afta l'shem yudhei b'vavhei. Be'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'sok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bika Matar Tane Nandakucha Barichu Koma Diave Leila Witata Tolaihu Kishot Biovada Dikshot Beleid Lach Mila Bialma Gibaye bar nash lidach yaleya mine yaulan haga peya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun wittolai tzirich pi alma. The energy of this year, our current year, 5779, is to become wise. We are studying tonight the 11th of the 13 verses that connect, that start with the letter He and end with the letter Tet. This has the same energy as the year. And this particular verse is connecting to the month of Tammuz. Hey, Netzach, Hamas, Wolo, Eane, Ashawa, Ve'en Mishpat. If I didn't mention the verse, it's from the book of Job, it's chapter 19, verse 7. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. We study one verse from the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami Israel untati vushakan takta willo yirgaz. Od willow Yosifu, Bene Avla Anoto, Ka Asher Barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter out loud with its root vowel in sequence. Wahe Wayo Layo Sayote Alame. Mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo ala da la awa he hea yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awa kalayo la wawa he he la nu laha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. Hey, 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 me yo ha, wa wa la yo la he, sa a la re yo, a shi la me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo, hey, hey, shi a me me, nu nu wa nu yo ta me be he, pe wa yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he se se wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ha a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he la metahe. Wahe wa dalayo wa te yoshi ala me. Nuhe he. Nuhe a nuata me lahe pe ayo. Nuko me yore la he behe me zare. Wahe be yo ahe ala wa me zayo. Kahe be me kako ala ahe he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he be. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the fourth day of Tammuz, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yaakov ben Meir, he is a grandson of the Rashi. He has a difference of opinion, a machloket, between Rashi and he over the order of the verses in the head tefillin. And there are two sets of tefillin due to this machloket. Rabbi Pinchas Halevi Horowitz of Frankfurt. Rabbi Yisrael Ezra. Ezriel Hilde Shemer. Rabbi Eliyahu Lupas. Rabbi Chaim Moshe Mandel. We will now connect to the Ani meditation, which is a tool that helps us maintain balance. And this is especially useful in the month of Tammuz. Malchut. Yo aheni wa yohe. Yo aheni wa yohe. Yo aheni wa yohe. Yesod. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Hod. You ahuni wu yohu. You ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Yo ahoni wo yoho. Gevura. Ye ach ni wi yoch. Ye ach ni wi yoch. Ye ach ni wi yoch. Chesed. Ye aheni wo yohe. Yeah, aheni wa yohe. Yeah, aheni wa yohe. Bina. Yeah, aheni wa yohe. Yeah, aheni wa yohe. Yeah, aheni wa yohe. Hafa. Yeah, aheni wa yoha. Yeah, aheni wa yoha. Yeah, aheni wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the Esther D. Broach.
Vayadaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-eile le-mor. Anochi Hashem, Elohecha, asher hotzeiticha, meretz Mitzrayim, mi-beit avadim. Lo yihye lecha, Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tase lecha, Pesel wa call to Muna. Asher b'shamayim mimal Vasher Baretz Mitachat, Vasher B'mayim Mitachat, La'aretz Lo Tishtachaweh, Lachem V'lo Tavdem, Ki Anochi Hashem Elohecha, Elkana Poked Awom, Avod Al Banim, Al Shileishim, We Al Rebeim, Lishonai Yosef Hesed, La Lafim, La Havai, Ushomre, Mitzvotai Lo Tisa, Et Shem Hashem Elohecha, Lashav Ki Lo Yinake Hashem, Et Asher Yisa Et Shemo Lashav, Sachor Et Yom Hashabbat, Lekadsho Sheshet Yamin, Ta'avod V'asita, Kol Melachtecha Yom Hashvi'i, Shabbat Lashem Elohecha, Lo Taseh Kol Melacha, Ata Uvincha Uvitecha, Avdecha V'amadcha Uvhemtecha, Begercha Asher Bisharecha, Ki Sheshet Yamim Asa, Hashem Et Hashamayim, Ve'et Haaretz Et Hayam Ve'et Kol Asher Bam, Ve'anach Bayom Hashvi'i, Alkein Berach Hashem Et Yom Hashabbat, Vayikadshehu Kebed Et Avicha, Ve'et Imecha, Leman Yarikun Yamecha, Al Hadama Asher Hashem Elohecha, Noten Lach, Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinaf, Lo Tigno, Lo Ta'ane Bereacha, Eid Shaker, Lo Tachmod, Eid Re'echa, Lo Tachmod, Eishet Re'echa, V'avdo V'amato, V'shoro V'chamoro, V'kol Asher L'Re'echa. We will now say the Shema Yisrael, the first two lines. Please cover your eyes and lean slightly to the left. Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Now connect to the abridged Kaddish that we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class tonight.
And
we all say Amen. To call Beit Yisrael, Bagala uvizman kariv, Yitparach v'yishtabach, Yitpa'ar v'yitromam, Yitnase v'yitadar, Yitale v'yitalal, Shemei dekudsha, Le'elamin kol birkata v'shirata, Ushbechata, the Nehemata, Ga'ami Ran Bialma, Beheshlama Rabba Min Shamaya, Bechaim Aleinu, Bialkol Yisrael, Beimru Amen. Ose shalom bimromav, hu yase shalom aleinu, we all call Yisrael, bimru amen. Our class tonight is a Zohar class from the parasha of Hukat. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in the first row, the right-hand column. That landing page opens up to a list of all of the parashas. If you scroll down to the Book of Bamidbar and then to the parasha of Hukat, Chukat, when that link landing page opens up, scroll down to section 11. And we will start with Pasuk 73 after we say Elushem Yechut. Elushem Yechut, Kud Shabarichu, Ishkinte, Bidhilu, Urchimu, Udhilu, Udhilu, Urchimu. Leakta, Lushem, Yudhe, Bavate, Beyehuda, Shalim, Bishem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino amadunai Elohinu alein maasei adenu karenei alein maasei adenu karenehu. Umi isham be'erahi b'ha be'er memshin. Be'haka be'era uvatar be'er. Ela be'era livatar demit tan shemaya mayayo. The Goyama, the Nach Taylata Bear, the Shatadi Tak Malia Yolea, Eo Haber, who Kitty Viraza, Dakima Dikti Viavad Alevi. The translation. And from thence they went to Be'er. The English translation is a well. That is the well. He asks, what is the change? Why does it first say Be'erah? The English is to the well, or towards in the direction of the well. And immediately after that, it's Be'er, just well. He responds, it is only that Be'erah is how Malchut was called after all the waters converged into the sea and flowed down to the area of Malchut. Malchut is called Be'er when Isaac, who is the left column of Zeranpin, fills it up, since the Be'er is still enacted upon by Zeranpin. It is therefore called Be'er without the hay, indicating masculine language. Therefore, she, the Hebrew word is he, is the well, is spelled he, or in Hebrew, who, is the well, with the vav, indicating that it is a masculine language. The secret is, as we have explained, but the Levite, he shall do the service, since he indicates the left side of Zeranpin. My commentary. This pasuk is essentially saying the Hebrew word be'er, translated as well, is indicating a masculine connection. Pasuk 74. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekol Atarhu, Bekarenan Hiyo, Bekar Venukba,
Kahada ukla la ila ahashem nu ba vav dekar alif kila la dekola deha alif bishilimu shar ya zakaim inun Yisrael aagi de inun litata inun achidan Biklala ila adikola ukish kitiv huasa wilalana nu the alef kitiv kulala devave we alef de kalil kola. The translation. Rabbi Abba said, any place where it is spelled he and pronounced she, as it is here at the well, it indicates male and female combined. And the three letters of he, hey, bav, aleph, is an overall high principle. He, hey, is female, malchut. Bav is male, zeranpin. And Aleph is Bina, that is inclusive of all, since Zeranpin and the female emerge from her. Aleph, which is Bina, is the perfection of everything, since all the Mohin flow from her. Happy are the children of Israel. Although they are down, they are grasped in the highest principle of all, that is, in the three letters of Hey, Vav, Aleph. Therefore it is written, it is he who made us, and we belong to him. The word lo is spelled with an aleph instead of a vav, indicating and not, Hebrew lo, we, and not we, as it is in the inclusion of vav and hey, which are zeranpin and the female. And the Aleph includes everything. My commentary. There is much revelation of light in this pasuk, dealing with the letters of Vav and He, as well as Aleph. Verse 75. Rabbi Shimon Amar Ruach Dimaya Dahu Ruach HaKodesh Dimashal Bikad Beita Keda Hafihi Gani Livatar Nazlin Maya Yo Maya la hahi dikti ya shebruho is lumaim ya shebruho ekadmeta uvatar is lumaim beadlana shil hai ruhalanazlin. My ayo, my kasham ashma, lan, mashma divare, bikola, liatara, mila, biovat, da, o bamila, o lead haza, akehezu, biovada, wihaka, Adruha layashiv la naslin mayayo legabeya l'dehahu ruach. This translation. Rabbi Shimon said, the spirit, also the wind, in the water is the Holy Spirit, meaning the spirit of Malchut that is referred to as holy, or as Holy Spirit, that
blows in the beginning, as it says, blow upon my garden. This means that it elevates Mayim Nukvim, the female waters. And then waters will flow, which are the upper Mayim, Nukrim, the male waters, to fill her. This is what is written. He causes his wind to blow. They run as water. At first he causes his wind to blow, and then the waters will flow. As long as he does not cause his wind to blow, the waters will not flow. What does this teach us? From this it is apparent that in everything there is a requirement to arouse something from below. That is an aspect of female water. By action or speech, or to indicate and display some similarity to the act. And then comes the arousal from above. Therefore, until the wind does not blow, the water, which is the secret of abundant flow, does not flow towards the wind, which is Malchut. My commentary. I do not understand how the wind is Malchut. Wind is a metaphor for change, and perhaps that is what Rabbi Ashlag means. The pasuk is indicating how sexuality is involved with the wind-water dynamic. Pasuk 76. Hu habe'er hi yo habe'er karenan. Mem shin bekat meita, she rav hashta be'er, ela bekat meita, nupa bilchodaha, behashta dekamar hukelala, dikar venupa ikre be'er. Uvatar deishteka dekar afilu meyanupa dekar kareinan lekola. The translation. That is the well. Literally, he is the well. It is spelled, but we pronounce it as she is the well. Also, what changes so that it is written Be'ara at first and then Be'ir? And he replies, it is only because the female, that is Malchut, was alone in the beginning, and therefore it was said in feminine language, Be'ara. And when it says he, it indicates the inclusion of both male and female. So it is called Be'ir in masculine language. Although it also includes the female. It is in the masculine form, since all are called in the masculine form, in the area where a male exists, even if he has with him 100 females. My commentary. Language throughout the world in many countries uses masculine words to include feminine and masculine in unity. This pasuk is not explaining why. It is explaining a specific set of words that was explained earlier in this section. This is unusual and indicates something I am not understanding in this pasuk and why it was said. Pasuk 77. Asher amar Hashem l'moke esov et ha'am begin b'chai b'er la ade minayhu v'itei mahech yachlin l'shava minei akola ela Yihu nafik litz lesar nachalin Unvi'a itzmele V'nafik lekol sidrin Ugdain hawo Yisrael b'shata b'sharan uvayan maya yokai min aleya v'yamre shirata umamre ali be'er salki me mayis Yan paka main lekola uishaka aminach. Pekin amre tushbachta hai be'er be'er nafaruha sarim wigomer mila kishota wo amre v'kach u. The translation, it is written, that is the well of which Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, gather the people together. This is because that well was not missing from them. If you wonder how all of them could possibly draw from that one, it is because it divided into 13 streams. This is since Malchut divides into 13 in the secret of the 12, which it receives from the 12 boundaries in Zeranpin. And one is composed of all of them. The flowing spring is in the well is filled and overflows in all directions. Then at the time the children of Israel were singing and desired water, the children of Israel would stand about her, over the well, and sing. What did they say? Spring up, O well, and raise your water to produce water for everyone to drink. That is the way to praise this well, and that is the well that the princes dug out. They spoke words of truth, and so it is. My commentary. As students of Kabbalah, do you understand how Malchut receives 13 aspects from Zeranpin? There are 6 sephirot, which are 5 emotions and an accumulating whole, yesod. These 6 have 2 aspects each. We call these chasdim and givurot, which are 12. And the unity of all is the 13th. Pasuk 78. Mehaka olifna kolman divaeli atara milin dilela bein biovada bein bemila ihahu ovada ohahu mila laita veit kakayaut Light armadi midi, kol b'nei alma azlim v'kanishta, v'yatara mila dilela, aval zirin minun d'yadin, v'yatara v'kusha b'richu kari v'lekola diade l'mikre le'ya ulatara milaki katkaya yaut aval ila yade l'mikre le'ya lavihu kari Tiktiv Hashem, the call korav, wigomer my vemet, tiad eliatara, mila dikshot kadkayaut, wikin bekola. The translation, From here we are taught that for whoever desires to arouse matters above, either by deed or speech, if that deed or speech is not performed properly, then nothing gets aroused. All the inhabitants of the world go to the synagogue to arouse something above, but few are those who know how to arouse. The Holy One, blessed be He, is near those who know how to call on Him and arouse properly. However, if they do not know how to call on Him, He is not near, as it is written, Hashem is near to all those who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. What is in truth? That is that they know how to arouse the truthful thing appropriately, and it applies to all things as well. My commentary. In truth means to call the name of Hashem when your words, external and internal consciousness, are in unity. Then if you merit based on positive actions in your lifetimes, meaning the mitzvot and sharing actions, your words will be manifested. That is why all prayers are always granted. The only question is that prayer needs to wait until the other conditions are met. Pasuk 79. Of HaKahalo Amre Yisrael Hane Milin Milin Kikshot Begin liatara lehaibera ulashka alon Israel viadiam rehane mile light ar the kenafilu beinun harashe alma de mishkam she Zinin Bishin Adiavdeya Diavdey Ovado Dikshot Ligabehu Ila Amru Mele Dikshot Begindimam Shakalon Pechane Kavavna Tivayain mitarin ligabehu viafilu Titzavche koyoma b'mitin acharanin O b'ovada achara lamashkin lon ligabehu Liyamin v'lamitarim v'kabelayhu. The translation. About the well. Israel said these things which are matters of truth in order to arouse this well, which is Malchut, and to give drink to Israel. If they had not said these things, the well would not have been aroused. Likewise, even the world's sorcerers who use evil things would not be awakened for them until they performed for them some veritable acts. They would not awaken if they did not say some truths in order to draw them in the manners that they desire. Even if they had screamed all day long with other words and different acts, they would never have been capable of drawing them, and they would not have been awakened towards them. my commentary. It is important to notice that this pasuk is teaching that the spiritual system is used by both the holy and impure systems. If this was not true, then there would be two different spiritual systems, and that would imply a falsehood about the Creator and the creation. Pasuk 80. Tachatze ketiv v'yikra'u v'shem haba'al v'gomer matamachad bilav rishu v'ha'u ba'al b'hai v'od milin la'mit kashran b'nai hu v'yan shalom kutsha b'richu min chon ha-hidikti v'yata b'sibota et lebam b'acharanit zaka'ini nun sadikayayo v'yade l'mikre l'mare chon kadkayayo. Come and see, it is written, and called on the name of the Baal. What is the reason that they were not answered? And he responds, first, it was not within the Baal's authority to bring down fire from heaven. In addition, since the wording was not the right one among them, the Holy One, blessed be He, made them forget them. That is what is written, and that you have turned their hearts back again. Praised are the righteous who know how to call upon their master properly. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining the meaning of the verses in the Tanakh. The Midrash teaches that when it came to the flood, the humans were thinking that they knew the names of the angels and how to order them to do what the humans wanted. Hashem confounded their information and changed the names of the angels. This prevented the angels being put in a conflicting order situation between humans and Hashem. The Zohar above indicates a similar tool to limit the power of negative humans. Verse 81. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Akab Eina Legala Amila, Tachatzi Kol Mandia Dal Sadra, Ovada Kad Kayaut Usadra, Milin Kad Kayaut Avadai. Matare l'kud shabrihu liam shaka milin ilain demit kashran v'ilala itkashar l'gabayehu ihaki kol alma yade l'sadra ovada usadra milin my chashivu, tilchon de tzadika yayo, piyade ikara de mila viovada, piyade lekavuda, liba uruta yatir meilen acharanin, tilayade kolkach. The translation. Rabbi Shimon said, here I wish to reveal something. Come and see. Anyone who is capable of preparing his deed as is proper and sets his speeches as is proper definitely arouses the Holy One, blessed be He, to extend forth high matters that are upright. And if not, he is not propitious to them. If this is so, does not the whole world know how to prepare in an orderly manner the necessary performances and speeches? What then is the special value of them, the righteous? The righteous know the essence of words and actions, and they know how to direct their heart and desire more than those who are not as knowledgeable. My commentary. Rabbi Shimon is telling us that it is intention that needs to be combined with other aspects in order to manifest our prayers. And what are those other aspects? They are the right location, the right time, the right actions. And in this case, words of prayer, along with the right consciousness, which is intention, or the Hebrew word kavanah. Verse 82. Haela sidura pealma velayatir mashin alaihu mishiku bivatar katuto de kuchabarishu kela satas bavira pishihu ikre. The translation, he responds, it is only that those who are not as knowledgeable of the essence of actions, but simply know their orderly setup and nothing more, draw to themselves from behind the shoulders of the Holy One, blessed be he. Their prayer does not soar in the air, which is considered providence, meaning to say that it is the providence of the face, and they are only worthy of the aspect of behind the shoulders. My commentary. In my opinion, behind the shoulders is an indication of a delay in manifesting the prayers. Pasuk 83.
Vilandiade umkavine liba uruta maske birkan meatar de masa shava penafke bikol gizin visharashin piorach me sharkad kayaut ademit barkin. Ilain v'tatain, Ushma kadisha ila'am mitbarach, Al yedehon, zakahu lakehon, Behai kudsha berichu, Kariv legabai hon, Bezamin lekabelehon, Bishata de Karun Leyahu Zamin Lon Bishata de Inun Biaku Ulagabai Hu Okir Lon Bialma Denu Valma Biate Hahidikti Ki vichashak viafaltehu asagbehu ki adashemi.
The translation. Those that are knowledgeable and direct the heart and desire extricate blessings from the area of the thought, which is Chokmah. They emerge in all the branches and roots of the levels in a straightforward manner as called for, blessed through them. Excuse me, I skipped a line. Straightforward manner as called for, until the higher and lower grades receive their blessings, and the holy name is blessed through them. Happy is their lot, since the Holy One, blessed be He, is close to them and available to them. When they call on Him, He is ready for them, and at the time of their distress, He is with them. He honors them in this world and in the world to come. That is what is written, because He has set His delight upon me. Therefore will I deliver him, I will satisfy him, and show him my salvation. My commentary. This pasuk reinforces the statements of the sages to learn Kabbalah as a method to unify all things and all levels. That is the end of the class, the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? And while you're unmuting your phones, I will mention that tomorrow in our 10:30 class, we will begin the preparation for the negative 3-week period. At 3 o'clock, we will continue our teachings of advanced reincarnation. Monday, we will have a class at 4:30, which is a deeper Zohar class on Parashat Lech Lecha. And at 7 o'clock, we will have the writings of the Ari. Are there any questions? I bid you all Shavua Tov, a good week filled with peace, prosperity, happiness, and joy. Remaining in balance in this month of Tammuz. Shalom Gadol to
Thank
all.
You. Shalom Gadol. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Shalom.
Shalom.